Smartphones are omnipresent. Communication today is instantaneous and global. My grandchildren can't conceive of a party line or the fact that in the early 20th century, many people didn't have phones. Ernest Potvin of Montgomery, Vermont, often used his dog Brownie as his instant messenger. During the Depression, he lived in his camp, hunting with his beagle for game to put food on the table. If he wanted to send a message to a neighboring family who didn't have a phone and who lived a mile or so away, he would write a note, attach it to Brownie's collar, and tell his dog, "Take it down to Uncle George," and off Brownie would go, returning within the hour with an answer, and often with a donut that he thought was for Ernest and wouldn't put a mark on it until Ernest told the dog that it was for him. Brownie was well known in the community, and Ernest would often loan him out to a friend who was going bird or rabbit hunting. One night, Ernest had been down in the village, and when he was ready to go to camp, his friend was still out hunting. "Don't worry," Ernest told his friend's wife. "When I get back to camp, I will call him and tell Brownie to come up." Around 6:30 that night, true to his word, Ernest phoned his friend. Brownie was back, and Ernest told his friend to hold Brownie up close to the phone. At first, Brownie didn't understand, but when he heard Ernest's voice, he bow-wowed in acknowledgement. "Brownie, come to camp," Ernest told him. Quick as a flash, Brownie was down, scratching at the door to go out. As often happened in those days, the operator was listening on the line. "I don't believe this," she said to Ernest. "Call me when he gets to camp." Camp was 7 miles away. It took the beagle just half an hour to cover the distance. When he reached camp, Ernest called the operator. "Brownie's here," he told her. "Listen to this. Brownie will talk to you. Speak, Brownie." "Woo, woo, woo." "Now do you believe me?" he asked. "Guess I gotta believe this," was her reply.